Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Thursday, May 15th, 2025. Indiana jumped out to a huge 8-2 lead in the third inning of tonight's series opener at Michigan. The Wolverines just wouldn't go away, cutting the lead to 2 runs on back-to-back home runs off of starter Ryan Kraft in the bottom of the fifth inning. A bullpen mix of Aiden Decker-Petty, Jackson Yarberry, and Gavin Siebold held the Wolverines at bay, while Jake Stadler added a solo home run in the sixth that proved to be the winning run. I met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the game.
All right, coach, really gutsy performance by the bullpen today. Can you just talk about what those guys did?
Yeah, you know, I told the team, the first thing I told them when I came out there was, I don't think we win that game a month ago. Just the attitude and the toughness, the resiliency to just keep getting back and fighting was on full display today. And that's what allowed us to go ahead and find a way to win that game, you know, and our bullpen was really, really good. I know, you know, ADP had the free bases, but he did get out of it. And then Yarberry was tremendous, just did a great job. And then Siebold, you know, leadoff double to come back and get 3 outs and finish the game like that was just tremendous. And just a great job by the pitching staff of managing and the boys of staying in the fight and finding a way to win a really tough game. Something that we haven't done as much outside of the last couple of weeks. So I'm really proud of the resiliency of the group.
Okay. Stadler's actually shown some power lately. So yeah. Can you just describe how he's developing? Because that's not something we saw really before the middle of this season.
Yeah, his hands get really tight to his neck. And so we've been working on him stretching his hands as he loads. So he's got that good stretch. He would have his hands be shallow and steep and then cut the face of it. And once we got his hands working back away from him, he was able to catch when he turned. And then, like, hey, man, hunt something like in, because he does have juice to his pull side. So the last couple of weeks, he's been swinging it really well. The Evansville game was the first game that I really saw it, his ability to hit the ball hard to his pull side in the air like that. And it really is kudos to him for just continuing to work. You just have to keep advancing through the season. You have to keep adjusting and learning, and because it's just – There's still a season left to play. So it's probably been 3 or 4 weeks now I've been really working on it. And it obviously was a deciding factor in the win today. He was awesome.
A big part of beating Michigan is getting to their starting pitching. So can you talk about what the plan was and how they were able to be successful in those first 3 innings?
So the Bar kid's been tremendous all year. And he pitched great against us last year. I think there's a couple of things. One is you're a day short. And that's a really big deal in college baseball, at the end of college baseball. So, I'm saying this as a compliment. His stuff wasn't as good today as it has been. He was a few ticks down, and that's hard. You know, just like Crafty. Crafty's a little bit down. You're a day short. It's that time of the year, so that's part of it. And then we really watched the Nebraska game today in our scouting report. We always do a lot of the numbers and metrics and those things, but we just watched the Nebraska game. And how, you know, they did a really good job of getting on base, taking their singles, and they weren't able to push through. They didn't have good at-bats with guys in scoring position. And so we talked about we have to stay on plan, because he's going to run a sinker into a righty with 2 strikes. He's going to throw a ton of curveballs to lefties. They're going to do those things with guys in scoring position. And if you'll get out of his way, he'll give you a good pitch to hit. And when you get it, you got to be dutiful. And that's what we did. And so that was the thing to him. His stuff was a little bit down. Didn't execute as well at some free bases. And then when we got guys in scoring position, we didn't expand the zone and have weak outs. We had solid contact in the middle, and then we strung them together. And we didn't have any stoppers in against him. And that's what you have to do against a good starting pitcher. It has to come in waves, because he's going to get a couple. He's going to make good pitches. He's going to execute. You're going to line out. Something's going to happen. You know, Will Moore, it's a line drive off of him. I hope he's okay. But a fluke thing, you know, those are going to happen. But if you all come in there together and keep stringing them together, you got a chance to break through, and we did there.
After that, you ran into a lot of double plays. Yeah. Is that concerning for you, or just kind of happens?
No, they had really, really good stuff out of the pen. I mean, they went to their guys, and it was power stuff. And they did the things that they have to do. So they're going in on Dickerson early and then spinning him away. And he kind of pulled off some of those breaking balls for weak contact to the right side. They went into Devin, then they threw him a changeup. He pulled off a double play. And then they went hard in late to Devin on a cutter and you know, got in there and jammed him. And so that's what they do, you know, and especially when it's, you know, when it's low to mid 90s and it's power stuff, they get to the corners of the plate and it's weak contact in the field. So we're going to have to be able, we can't do anything with four double plays, two by Devin and two by Corbin. And those obviously are our guys and they're great players. But fortunately, the rest of the offense picked them up. But yeah, they executed pitches to the edges, in hard in and then away. And we're going to have to either end the at bat when we get a good pitch to hit, or we're going to have to be better with two strikes in those situations. And we can't give it up like that.
Congratulations, your team's made the Big Ten tournament. So what does that mean for the pitching plan over the next couple of days, given that you're going to have to be back up again on Tuesday or Wednesday for a key game?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, it's something that we got to kind of sit and kind of discuss as a group. You know, I don't know yet. You know, we were all hands on deck today to win today's game, to make sure that we secured our spot. And then, you know, how we would play out the next few days. I would imagine that we will play to win tomorrow, see where tomorrow goes, and then figure out kind of that third game. I'm looking at the rest of the league and how it all sets up for us. But, you know, I've always been a really firm believer. I think it's, and the attitude of your team is really important going into it. We did it last year where you just go for the win today without being silly. You're not going to throw somebody 120 pitches, but you go for the win and you keep winning. You know, we've been winning the last several weeks, and I think that's a big deal. Obviously, Crafty going today, you know, has a guy that we can go up. We feel pretty good about going back on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then, you know, Yarberry looked really good today. And so you got Siebold today, too. So I would imagine Gavin be back up, you know, later in the weekend. But it gives us a lot to discuss here in the next – it's a night game tomorrow, so we'll have a lot of time to kind of sit around and look at the scenarios. But my mentality is typically just – you go for the win while you have a chance to win the game and keep winning and keep playing well and have a lot of positive, not that momentum's a real thing, but a lot of positive things are going into the weekend next week.
Yeah, do you see an advantage to getting one of those higher seeds where you're not going to play the higher seed until later in the week?
Yes, exactly. So you're looking at matchups, and Jared does a great job. He'll give us all the scenarios. And, trying to have the best matchup that we can, the highest seed that we can, to be able to give us a shot at winning it, but at the same time, you can't punt next week trying to go for this weekend. You just have to thread the needle. But yes, trying to get that seed.
Indiana and Michigan play again in Game 2 of the series at 6 p.m. on Friday on B1G+, and I will have the live game blog at iubase.com.